Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Nishit Kumar with the news at 9. The headlines. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen elected as party president. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that he will carry forward BJP's legacy. Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary located in Aravali mountain range declared as an eco-sensitive zone. European Union chief says EU and India are very close to sign FTA. Sensex and Nifty plunge around 1.3%. And in the Women's Premier League cricket match between Delhi Capitals and Mumbai Indians underway in Vadodara. And now the news in detail. Bharatiya Janata Party BJP Working President Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new National President of the party. Party's National Returning Officer Dr. K. Lakshman today announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it as the largest party in the world.
Nitin Naveen ji, hum sabhi ke adhyaksh hai. Aur unka daitva sirf bhajpa ko bhi sambhalna itna nahi hai. NDA ke sab saathiyon ke beech bhi उन्होंने तालमेल का बहुत बड़ा दायित्व भी देखना होता है माननीय नितिन जी के संपर्क में जो भी आया है वो उनकी सरलता और सहजता की चर्चा जरूर करता है नितिन जी ने हमेशा जो जो जिम्मेवारी मिली अपने आप को उन्होंने साबित किया है
The Prime Minister said that Mr. Naveen will carry forward the legacy of the party. Mr. Modi said that India will never allow infiltrators to loot its people and the services that belong to the poor. He highlighted that infiltrators are the biggest threat to the country and should be sent back.
आज देश के सामने एक बहुत बड़ी चुनौती घुसपैठियों की है। दुनिया के समर्थ देश वे भी अपने देश में जो घुसपैठिए हैं उनकी जांच पड़ताल कर रहे हैं दुनिया में कोई अपने देश में घुसपैठियों को स्वीकार नहीं करता भारत भी घुसपैठियों को अपने गरीबों हमारे नौजवानों के हक कभी भी लूटने नहीं दे सकता
Mr. Modi also highlighted that people's trust in the BJP has continuously strengthened. He added that in the last 11 years the party has made a remarkable journey of earning public trust.
जनता जनार्दन की सेवा ये हमारे लिए हमेशा सर्वोपरि रही हमने सत्ता को सुख का नहीं बल्कि सेवा का माध्यम बनाया है इसलिए भाजपा पर जनता का विश्वास निरंतर मजबूत होता गया है अगर बीते 11 वर्षों की ही बात करें तो भाजपा की यात्रा जन विश्वास अर्जित करने की
Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for the opportunity to reach the highest position in the party. The Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has issued a notification declaring Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary located in the Aravali mountain range as an eco-sensitive zone. In a social media post, Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav said that the declaration of the zone will not only help conserve the area's flora and fauna, but will also support indigenous communities living in and around the sanctuary. He noted that an area ranging from 0 to 1 kilometer around Kumbhalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary is home to a wide range of wildlife, including leopard, stipe, hyena, jungle cat, Indian pangolin, bluebell, and chinkara, along with several bird species such as the painted francolin. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union, EU, are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Davos today, she said that after Davos, the next weekend she will travel to India. She, however, said that there is still work to do.
The next weekend, I will travel to India. There's still work to do, but we are on the cusp of a historic trade agreement. Indeed, some call it the mother of all deals. One that would create a market of 2 billion people, accounting for almost a quarter of global GDP. And crucially, that would provide a first mover advantage for Europe with one of the world's fastest growing and most dynamic continents.
European Council President Antonio Costa and von der Leyen will be on a state visit to India from January 25th to 27th. They will be the chief guests at the Republic Day celebrations before jointly co-chairing the India-EU summit. Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi today delivered the keynote address at the roundtable Delivering Sustainability at Scale Pathways for Global Transformation at Davos. In a social media post, the minister said that in his address, he shared India's perspective on how sustainability has moved to the core of economic growth and development. During the address, Mr. Joshi highlighted India's energy transition as a driver of economic growth, underlining progress towards 500 gigawatts of non-fossil capacity by 2030. India will host the AI Impact Summit from the 16th to 20th of February this year at Bharat Mandapam, New Delhi. The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. It will bring together global leaders, policymakers, technology companies, innovators and experts to showcase and deliberate on the transformative potential of AI across governance, innovation and sustainable development. In Jammu and Kashmir, several individuals were detained for questioning as a massive search operation to flush out terrorists entered the third day in the upper reaches of Kishtwar district today. The operation was launched in Sonar village near Mandral, Singapura in the Chatru belt on Sunday, leading to a gunfight that left one paratrooper dead and seven others injured, primarily due to splinter injuries caused by a sudden grenade attack from the hiding terrorists. We have a report.
Senior officers, including Inspector General of Police, Jammu Zone, reached the encounter scene and are currently camping there to supervise the operation. The terrorists escaped deep into the forest area, but their well-fortified hideout was busted. Several individuals were taken into for questioning in connection with the busting of the hideout located at an altitude of over 12,000 feet. Security forces are trying to identify the underground workers who assisted the terrorists in procuring and transporting large quantities of ration. Then Gulshan Rana, Akashwani News, Jammu.
Centre has notified the Central Motor Vehicle Second Amendment Rules 2026 to strengthen compliance towards user fee payment at the toll plazas on national highways. These amendments are aimed at improving user fee compliance, enhancing efficiency of electronic toll collection, and discouraging user fee evasion on national highways. Road Transport and Highways Minister said that these amendments will help NHAI in fostering transparent and technology-driven tolling systems for sustained development and maintenance of the national highway network across the country. As per the provisions, a no-objection certificate, NOC, for transfer of ownership or transfer of a vehicle from one state to another will not be granted until any unpaid user fee is cleared. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of this stories and more, log on to our website, newsonair.gov.in, and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the news at 9. Prime Minister's flagship program for proactive governance and timely implementation, Pragati, has marked a significant milestone with the successful conduct of its 50th meeting. Since its launch by Prime Minister Narendra Modi in 2015, Pragati has transformed governance by enabling real-time monitoring and resolution of key infrastructure projects and public grievances through direct Prime Ministerial review. Over a decade, Pragati has helped accelerate decision-making, resolution of issues causing delay in key infrastructure projects, and instilled a strong culture of accountability. Today in this special series, we take a look at the Bembila Irrigation Project in Maharashtra. We have a report.
The Bembila Irrigation Project, implemented under the Pradhan Mantri Krishi Sichai Yojana, represents a key irrigation initiative aimed at strengthening agricultural resilience in the Vidarbha region of Maharashtra. Sanctioned on 2nd April 2007 at an approved cost of over 2,685 crore rupees, the project is located in Yavatmal district and is centered on the Bembila River. Conceived as a major multi-tehsil irrigation scheme, it envisages extending assured irrigation benefits across different tehsils, addressing chronic water stress and improving farm productivity in this drought-prone region. Despite a substantial physical creation of assets, the project encountered persistent implementation challenges that constrained its completion and delayed delivery of intended benefits. Recognizing the importance of the project, the matter was taken up for review under the Pragati mechanism. Following the review, execution momentum improved markedly. The state government intensified field-level monitoring and adopted a multi-pronged strategy to accelerate works. The Bambla Irrigation Project was commissioned on 30th June last year. The experience of the Bambla Irrigation Project illustrates how Pragati functions as a governance accelerator, converting long-pending implementation challenges into time-bound action and ensuring that major public investments translate into tangible benefits on the ground. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty plunged over 1% today, extending their losing streak to second consecutive session. Both indices opened lower and remained under pressure throughout the trading session, reflecting a sustained downward trend. A report.
The Sensex plummeted 1,066 points, nearly 1.3%, to close at 82,180, while the Nifty dropped 353 points, almost 1.4%, to settle at 25,233. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange underperformed the frontline indices. The mid-cap index shed more than 2.5%, while the small-cap index tumbled over 2.7%. In the forex market, the rupee today depreciated by 6 paise to close at 90 rupees and 97 paise against the US dollar. Rajesh Lake for Akashwani News.
The 6th edition of Khelo India Winter Games 2026 kick-started at NDS Stadium, Leh. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh, Kavinder Gupta, graced the opening ceremony, marking another significant milestone in Ladakh's emergence as a premier winter sports destination. 21 states and union territories will compete in ice-sporting events, hockey and skating, with 1,000 participants, which include 472 athletes. Vice President Dr. C.P. Radhakrishnan today launched a book titled Chalice of Ambrosia, Ram Janmabhoomi Challenge and Response in New Delhi today. The book is written by former Secretary to the Government of India, Surendra Kumar Pachauri. Speaking on the occasion, the Vice President said that the Ram Mandir at Ayodhya marks a defining moment in India's civilizational journey where faith, law and democracy converged with dignity. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog conditions during morning and night hours over Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh for the next 2 days. The Met Department said that cold wave conditions are likely to prevail in Himachal Pradesh tomorrow. IMD also predicted rainfall and thunderstorms in Jammu and Kashmir and western Himalayan region during next 3 to 4 days under the influence of the western disturbance. The weather agency said that there will be a gradual rise in minimum temperatures by 3 to 5 degrees Celsius over northwest India during the next 5 days. And in the Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Mumbai Indians have set a target of 155 runs for Delhi Capitals in a league match at BCA Stadium in Vadodara. Put into bat first, Mumbai Indians scored 154, losing 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Earlier, Delhi Capitals won the toss and opted to bowl. Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Gujarat Giants by 61 runs last night in the first clash of the Vadodara leg of the WPL 2026, which is being held in a two-city format. After completing the Navi Mumbai leg of the tournament, all 5 teams have relocated to Gujarat for the second half of the competition. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP Working President Nitin Naveen elected as party president. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expresses confidence that he will carry forward the BJP's legacy. Kumbalgarh Wildlife Sanctuary located in Aravali mountain range declared as an eco-sensitive zone. European Union chief says EU and India are very close to sign FTA. Sensex and Nifty plunge around 1.3%. And in the Women's Premier League cricket match between Delhi Capitals and Mumbai Indians underway in Vadodara. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and newsonair app. And that's all in the news at 9. Good night.